Good morning. It's 6 o'clock. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. How are you, my friend? I trust you're doing well today. Thank you for joining us for our prayer time. We yesterday started talking about how God talks about himself in Isaiah, how he brings to our understanding who he is and his love and his relationship with us as his children. And I want to continue with that in Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah chapter 43 this morning, beginning at verse 1. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Now this portion of Isaiah, verses 1 through 7 that we're touching on today in Isaiah 43, is specifically for the Jewish people. Now, we have been, those of us who are Christians, who believe by our faith in Jesus Christ, who have placed our faith in Christ, who by grace through faith have been born again, we have been grafted in to the tree, the olive tree, if you will, of Israel, of the Jewish people. And here, God is saying to the Jewish people, to Jacob and to Israel and to all of them, I know you by your name, I've called you by your name, you are mine, and I will take care of you. Notice, he says in verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. And by the way, there's a lot of fear nots for God's people in Isaiah. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that's called by my name, bring them in. Bring them to Jerusalem. Bring them to the land of Israel. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Now, this is to be fulfilled ultimately in the millennium, of course. And prior to the millennium, we're going to see it happen as we have been seeing it happen. But this is important for us to see. And this is primarily for the Jewish people, but we have been grafted in to the Jewish tree, the olive tree of Judaism, if you will. Now let's go on down to verses 11 through 15 for just a moment. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Now, let that sink in for just a moment. It is exclusive. The salvation that we have in God through Jesus Christ is exclusive because we have one Lord. Beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed, when there was no strange God among you, therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Now, here the statement is very clear. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Before the day was, I am He. There's none that can deliver you out of my hand. Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am your Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Now this is important as we think about the fact, the very fact, the wonderful fact, the glorious fact of our salvation. We realize there is no other name given among men under heaven whereby we may and shall be saved. We have the opportunity because it's only in Christ Jesus. And so there's no other name under heaven except that of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful Savior we have. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for loving us beyond all measure. Thank you for giving to us all the many great and wonderful gifts that you give to us, especially that of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, Father, I thank you for giving us breath today and strength with which to do your service. We thank you for that. We give you praise for that. And now, Father, we ask you to make provision today for these that are praying with me, these that have special needs. Father, we've been hearing from folks who have such physical concerns, and we know that you are our healer, and so we bring that to you. We've heard from folks who have financial concerns, and we certainly know all about that. Not all about it, but we know about it, and we know the kinds of problems that people have with their finances. And so, Lord, we ask you, the great God of the universe, the owner of all things, to work in the hearts and lives and pocketbooks of your people. Help us to have some wisdom as we go about spending what you give us. Help us to be good stewards of what you give us. And then, Lord, we ask that you'd give us sufficiency so we can meet the needs. And we thank you for that, both here in the ministry and in our homes and in the families and friends that listen to WHCB. Lord, we thank you for meeting our needs today. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.